Welcome back to Railfan Landon, podcast edition, episode 10. As always, my name is Lance Doma, and with me is...
Railfan Landon.
All right, Landon. Today's voyage takes us just a little bit up the road from where we are.
Yes.
A place you've been many times, and you maybe have a personal connection with, right?
Yep.
Where are we going today, Landon?
The Coopersville and Marne Railway.
Okay.
Railroad.
Is this a current, like, functioning railway that's you know, bringing products and or bringing resources through, or is this a defunct and only for show?
This is a railway that runs passenger excursions and one customer for freight.
Oh, so there's still freight running. Cool. Hey, what can you tell us about it?
Well, for passenger, you can book your tickets on their website. I'll put that in the link in the description of the video. To ride the passenger cars or cab ride tickets, which are a little more pricey, but not terrible.
Okay.
And another thing is that the freight operations are only in Walker.
Okay, so you have to go to Walker, which is, for those who aren't familiar, it's just on the outskirts of the greater Grand Rapids area. So you've taken the passenger ride for this, right?
Yes, a couple of times.
What's your experience been?
A lot better than when they first started, but
okay.
I agree. They have improved a lot of making it more functional for people, especially people with disabilities.
Well, how's that?
They have a baggage car with chairlift in it now.
Oh, that's excellent. Yeah, so there's some of that accessibility, huh?
Yeah.
They do special events, correct? Like holiday and things like that.
Yeah, they do the bunny train, which is currently happening right now.
The bunny train?
And
I'm guessing through Easter or shortly thereafter? Nice.
And it's just at Easter, just the day before the Easter.
Okay.
So.
Fall, they do a pumpkin train, yeah?
Yeah, and then Santa train in the winter, and then summertime they do one in May, which is called a Great Train Robbery, and the Summer Train.
Oh, okay. Is that the Great Train Robbery kind of like a show almost?
Yeah, they have actors that come in from all over the place and reenact the Great Train Robbery.
Great. Hey, what do you know about the history of this railroad? Anyway, you know, we know it's up and running now and has, you said, one freight run, and otherwise it's used mainly for
passenger. To Coopersville and Marne.
A little bit of fun. In the past, what was it used for?
It was used for freight to Grand Haven and Muskegon.
Okay. So a short run.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then it also went from actually connected with the line is now owned by Grand Rapids Eastern, another short line railroad.
Okay.
They used to run a bunch of freight from Durand, like other side of Flint, all the way down through Grand Rapids. At that point, was it called the Grand Rapids Sub before the original one.
Okay.
And now it's not called that, but when Grand Trunk owned it, they called it the Grand Rapids Sub.
Okay.
And it ran all the way through Walker, as you know, and then through Coopersville and Marne area.
Mm-hmm.
And went one line branch off to Grand Haven, one branch off to Ravenna and Muskegon.
Okay.
To go to the ferry docks.
So in the modern version, who is keeping the passenger train up and running? Who's behind this? Who's owning it? I guess what do we know about kind of behind the scenes and how that works?
Well, they have a bunch of volunteers willing to help restore these cars. Hundreds. They still need more.
Okay.
Now
you have a friend that works for for this. Are we giving your friend a shout out on this one?
Yes. His name is Charles.
Charles. Hey, Charles. Shout out from Railfan Landon Podcast. Also, we need to recognize one person who is an integral part of bringing the Coopersville and Marne Railroad into the modern era and used in the way it is, correct?
Yes.
And that person is, that we're going to recognize is...
Dennis Hart.
Okay. Long time volunteer, right?
Yes.
And recently passed.
Yes, unfortunately, recently passed away. I know he was about maybe even younger than my grandpa, so that's pretty young.
Yeah. Well, I guess if anybody out there knows Dennis, our thoughts go out to you on that.
Yep.
Thank you, Dennis, and thank you to anybody connected with him for being a dedicated rail fan himself. And it's a tough loss when you lose people in the community,
Yeah.
but we like to recognize them for their years of passion. All right. Were there any other tidbits or pieces of information you wanted to talk about for the?
Well, a separate piece that still counts for this because I've seen a lot of people post about people getting stuck on the track and then getting hit by a train because they don't follow this one rule. Always, by the way, ENS sign, blue and white ENS sign, you gotta find it. It's right on a little, on a crossing. There's a blue ENS sign.
ENS,
Yes.
which
It
stands
stands for
for,
emergency notification sign.
and what does that do?
That will alert the railroad to call law enforcement and notify a dispatcher.
In the event you have a stalled vehicle
Yes.
on the tracks, or that could be close enough to be struck by a train,
Yes.
a person in a vehicle should find the blue and white ENS sign, which will then notify law
Yes.
authorities and that. And they will do their best to try and let the train know so that ideally they can stop in time to have a safe passage and
Yep.
get things cleaned up. Okay. Yeah, I know we've seen some videos about that. They're out there. Obviously, I'm sure all the rail fan listeners out there have seen these and watch them too. So we want everybody to have safe passage and enjoy their rail fanning, not on the tracks when they're coming through, huh?
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Landon. A little safety reminder for your listeners. And
Yep.
with that, I think that's a wrap today, yeah?
Yep.
Great. Well, as always, signing off for Railfan Landon, I'm Lance Doma, and with me is
Rail fan landing out.